Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your hosts, Sandra Flack.
Matthew 25, verses 35 through 36 and verse 40, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." That just speaks of foster care to me. "I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." And in verse 40, he says, "The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" Those verses speak of ministry. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. I'm your host, Sandra Flack. Our guest today is local foster and adoptive mom, Alyssa Dabrowalskis. How'd I do with that, Alyssa?
You did great.
I read it on a piece of paper and I like seize up. But Alyssa and her husband Tyler are parents to two bio kids, 6-year-old Haley and 3-year-old Cooper, and two children they adopted through foster care, 11-year-old Justin and 8-year-old Lexi. Hopefully I got all of those details right, those very important information there. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you today. Thrilled that you're a local Schenectady County mom sharing your story. And we're going to get to that, how God really built your family. You actually started fostering before you had biological kids. Why did you choose to foster first?
It was definitely where God was calling us. My husband and I didn't really have a desire for kids early on in our marriage. But God was kind of telling me that where I was wasn't where he wanted me to be. So I just kept praying about it and praying about it. And he, I was on a mission trip to Uganda. And on the way home, I watched a really cheesy movie called Hotel for Dogs. And the kids in there, there's two foster children, are kind of the key to the story. And God just opened my eyes and said, "This is what I want you to do." So I came home and told my husband, and he said no. So I knew that it's where God wanted us. So I just kept praying and said, "You know, God, if this is where you want us, then, you know, you've got to change Tyler's heart and call him." And our church was starting a foster care ministry, so I convinced him to at least go to the meeting and kind of learn more about it. And on the way home, I think God had used that meeting to change his heart, and he said, "Okay, let's do it." So we took about a year to kind of for another round of classes to start and take our classes and get all of our certification stuff in line. And so we decided to foster. And we had been doing that, I think, fostering for about 2.5 years before I ended up pregnant with my daughter, Haley. So we technically had her before we adopted. But it's really where God was calling us first.
And about how many children had you fostered over the years?
We've had probably, I should know an exact count, but I think it's around 20 in our house. Most of them weren't long-term. At this point, we do emergency and respite care, which tends to be shorter placements, usually about a week or less. So I think we've had 7 long-term and quite a few short-term.
So through fostering, that's how you adopted Justin and Lexi. So tell us about how they came into your family. Your biological kids kind of came in there through that time too. But tell us about Justin and Lexi.
So our first placement we had for 7 months. And when we decided we were going to foster, I left the full-time position where I was working and moved to a part-time position, because I wanted to be able to spend, if we were going to have these kids in our home, I wanted to be able to pour into them and invest in them. So we had had this little girl and her brother for 7 months, and they went home, and it was a time of grieving after they went home. But then I was like, you know, I'm here to foster. So I called the agency and said, okay, we're ready for another placement, thinking, you know, I'd get one in the next couple days. And it was about a month or 2 months of waiting. It just seemed like forever. And we got this little girl, and we had had her for about 4 days when we found out that she had a grandfather who was coming for to take her. So I called, when I got the call from my caseworker, I said, you know, I don't want to wait another month and a half. This is where God has had us. And so I got a call. We still had this little girl. They were still kind of working on getting the logistics for her to go to her grandfather. And I got a call about Justin and Lexi, and I didn't even ask my husband. I just said, yes, you know, I'm not going to wait another month or two. So it was a little crazy for us because, you know, now it seems like three kids doesn't seem like a lot to us anymore. But at the time we went from, you know, barely knowing kids, we had one to three. It was a huge jump.
Yeah.
So it was a couple days of chaos before that little girl ended up being moved. But we fostered Justin and Lexi for about 2 years before they were freed for adoption. And then it took another 9 months or so for all the adoption paperwork to come through. And now they're forever part of our family.
Wow. And how many years have they been with you all together?
They have been with us for about 7.5 years.
Wow.
So I guess 4.5 of that they've been adopted.
Wow. Love that. Love that. And what has God taught you through this journey? You've had all these kids in and out of your home. You've adopted. What has he taught you?
God has taught me so much. I know when I first started fostering, I was kind of super naive, honestly, kind of ignorant about the system. I had no kids, so I was that person who could probably, you know, tell you how to parent, even though I really had no idea what I was doing. So God has definitely humbled me through all of it. But he's also just, you know, I kind of grew up in a middle-class bubble and came into fostering in that bubble. And God's really just opened my eyes to, you know, what these kids are going through, what their families are going through. And he has just taught me compassion and understanding. And I think more than anything, just faith. Because in the foster care system, as a foster parent, you have pretty much no rights. So really hard when, you know, you pour into these kids and you have no control, you know, in their day-to-day life, you know, you can kind of, you know, determine what they're going to eat or what they're going to do. But ultimately, even though you're the one who spends the most time with them, you really have no say. And so it's just trusting God through it all and coming back to him. And early on, God taught me, I think, really after my first placement went home, and I was just so heartbroken. God kind of told me that he loves these kids even more than I do. Mm-hmm. And that's been a realization that has stuck with me, you know, with all of the children we've had. And even, you know, with my four kids now, there's times that stuff doesn't make sense. But God just keeps reminding me that, you know, for as much as I love them, he loves them even more. I think that's the biggest thing he's taught me.
Yeah. And I think that that's truth for whether they're children that we're fostering short term or adopting or even our own biological kids, because we can have struggles with them and just be praying for them or for anyone really. And to keep that perspective that no matter how much we want this best for them, God wants that even more. And
yeah,
it's really learning to trust him. Is there, Alyssa, is there a story or a testimony that you can share from your life experience with foster care and adoption?
Yes, I have. You'd given me this question in advance and I kind of struggled, and now I've come up with like three and I'm trying to figure out which one's the best, but I'm going to tell you two of them.
Oh, perfect.
So the first one is early on, when my husband and I were still thinking, you know, we don't know if we want to have kids at all. We went up front in our church for kind of an altar call, and one of our pastors prayed with us, and he said, you know, I see that you will be the parent of many children and have a great impact in Schenectady. And on the way home, my husband and I kind of looked at each other, and we were like, I think he got this one wrong, because we didn't want kids. And I have a huge sense of adventure. I've always wanted to do, you know, missions somewhere, you know, across the world. And so, you know, we were pretty convinced that he had this one wrong. And it's funny to look back at that and see, you know, now we've had 20 kids and still going. Mm. And, you know, through in Schenectady and having just an impact there, I love seeing how, you know, God just does things that you wouldn't expect. So that's kind of the start of our journey. And then I wanted to share another story from kind of where we are in our journey now. We have fostered long-term, but at this point with having four kids, we've pretty much decided that at this point what our family can do is emergency and respite care. So we can get kids at a moment's notice, weekends, nights, and a lot of times the kids that come to our house have nothing. They're kind of taken, you know, again, this in emergency care. They're it's not like a process. They don't have a lot of a warning. They just show up at our house and they have no idea. I love seeing the effect it's had on my kids. And I know for a lot of people, you know, as they have children, biological or adopted children, they kind of worry about fostering with the effect that it's going to have on their kids. But we've been able to talk to our children and explain to them that this is an opportunity that God has given us to show hospitality. Hmm. And we talk to them about what these kids are probably going through, what, you know, we ask them what they would feel like, how they would feel if they were kind of taken out of our home and put with complete strangers, what would they want? And I've loved seeing how my children have responded to that and how, you know, they're excited to be able to show hospitality and to be able to befriend these kids. And I think for the kids that have been in our home short term, it's helped them to have other kids there that they can relate to and that, you know, kind of a playmate for a couple days. And but again, just we had one of these placements that ended up, they're supposed to be short-term placements, but ended up being with us for about 4 months. And it was amazing to see how my kids responded. And Alexia in particular is just great with little ones. And this little guy was 18 months and she just, you know, really helped him out. So it's brought out the best in my kids and helped them to be able to, you know, learn. And we talk about hospitality and compassion and understanding and that even at their age that they can minister to other kids, that yeah. just because they're children doesn't mean, you know, they can't still share the gospel through their actions.
Yeah. And I've talked to so many foster parents who actually have shared that when they were growing up, their parents fostered and it just planted that seed in them, and they saw it as such a positive thing that when they grew up and became adults, they wanted to foster too. So a lot of times it's sort of a myth that this is going to ruin your own kids if you bring all these other kids into your home. It really almost always is a positive in the lives of the whole family, including the children that are already in the home. So Alyssa, what local agency did you foster through?
We foster through Schenectady County Department of Social Services, and we've fostered with them for about 8.5 years now.
Wonderful. I know Schenectady County is in great need of good foster parents, as are really all of the local agencies. So if our listeners, if you live in Schenectady County or a neighboring county, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org, and click on the foster care tab, and you'll see links to several local agencies where you can inquire about becoming a foster care parent. You can inquire about the programs, learn more information. And I know there's a link to Schenectady County, Albany County, as well as some of the other agencies. So you can always learn more there. So now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about Care Portal. You are the point person for your church, Liberty Church, formerly Calvary Tabernacle. And you pounced on the very first request that Schenectady County entered into the system. Tell us about that, Alyssa.
So I am so excited about Care Portal. As I said, my family is now doing pretty much emergency and respite care. We just still have a heart for the kids of Schenectady. It's really where God has just called our family. But with having four kids, long-term fostering isn't as feasible. So when I heard about Care Portal, I was so excited, and it just seemed like kind of an answer to prayer of where God wanted us next. So the week before the launch, I had been watching this YouTube video of Simon Sinek, who wrote the book It Starts With Why. And he was talking about actually how like Apple has really just changed the market, and how now people will wait in line for days to get the first iPhone, even though if they waited a week, they could get, you know, the same one without having to sit out in the cold. But just that passion. And I could relate to that because I felt that passion for Care Portal. I'm so excited, and I really think it has the possibility to change our area. For anyone who isn't familiar with Care Portal, it connects churches with families in need through the Department of Social Services. So the Department of Social Services in Schenectady County currently can enter a need into Care Portal and let churches know and respond. And so I kind of, when I thought about that, you know, waiting in line for the first iPhone, I could relate to that. And I was like, I want to be the first. So as the point person for our church, I think I kind of kept nagging you on that day before the the day before the launch, because I'm so excited about this, and I'm excited about the possibilities for Schenectady County for connecting churches and for even changing social services. I know that I've been grateful. I've worked with a lot of great caseworkers and home binders in Schenectady County, and I think that the church, the body of Christ in Schenectady Schenectady and surrounding regions have really stepped up as well, just have the possibility to really change our neighborhoods and be a light for God. So,
and I can sort of relate to what you said earlier about when your pastor had prayed and said that you were going to be parents of all these children and have an impact in Schenectady, and you thinking, yeah, that's not exactly right. So many years ago, when we first established Justice for Orphans, I had a word that a pastor had given me, had prayed over me, and said that that God was going to use our organization, Justice for Orphans, to transform foster care in New York State. And I remember thinking at the time, this guy must know nothing about foster care in New York State. Like, how could that ever happen? But I, you know, sort of put it on a shelf and thought, well, let's just see what God does with that. And here, through Care Portal, that's what happens nationwide. We've seen transformation of the system in states where the faith-based community is utilizing Care Portal. So it is a game changer, and it definitely has the potential to transform the system here in New York. So we're super excited about it too. So that first request, just real briefly so our listeners know, was for windows, replacement windows for a family that was in the process of becoming certified foster parents. They wanted to take in a couple of children that they knew who were coming into the system, and they wanted to be the family. And in order for them to complete the process and have their home approved, they needed to replace a couple of very old windows that were unsafe. And so it was a different request maybe than what we would often think would come through, but you pounced on it, like I said, and you presented the county at our launch event that day in November with the gift cards to be able to purchase those windows. Have you heard any follow-up on what happened from there?
Yes. We heard through a neighbor of the family that we helped. He sent a message to Pastor Dennis over at Liberty Church, saying that, you know, he's been building a relationship with this family for, you know, years now as neighbors, and that when Liberty Church through Care Portal met this need, you know, just how much it blessed this family, and it had really kind of opened a door for him to continue sharing the gospel and to just have, you know, another church pour into this family, that it, you know, really, you know, opened a door for him.
Yeah. We love hearing the feedback from that. So again, just so our listeners are familiar, Care Portal is an online technology platform that connects child welfare agencies with churches to meet the needs of local children and families in crisis. So Justice for Orphans launched Care Portal in Schenectady County last month, our very first county, getting New York on the map with Care Portal. There are now 18 states nationwide who are where Care Portal is activated, and we did that here in New York by launching Schenectady County. And so far, in just a few weeks, local churches have served four local children, helping to stabilize their family life by helping make a foster placement. In the first case where two children were helped, where Liberty Church met that first need, and also two other churches answered some requests as well, which just helped preserve a child's well-being, maintaining their biological family, stabilizing there. So we're so excited that so far, in just a short period of time, four children in Schenectady County have been served and blessed through churches utilizing the Care Portal platform. And JFO is continuing to build the network of churches within Schenectady County and in surrounding counties. We hope to launch Care Portal in Albany County in early 2019, but we need more churches. The more churches that are enrolled and participating, the more requests that can be met, which means the more children and families served. So to enroll your church, visit justicefororphansny.org and click on the Care Portal tab at the top of the page. So, Alyssa, why do you think churches should participate in Care Portal?
I think that as churches, we are the body of Christ. We are his hands and feet. And like that verse that you read when we opened in Matthew 25, whatever we do for one of the least of these, it's like we're doing it for Christ. And Care Portal just really works out the logistics of that. Sometimes it's hard. We don't necessarily know what the needs are in our communities. And unfortunately, a lot of times there's not necessarily trust in the churches and the communities. So I think Care Portal gives us an opportunity to rebuild that, to reach out and meet these needs in, you know, very tangible ways often. And it does a lot of the legwork. It helps us to know where the needs are. You know, these are families that are often working with social services. So, you know, they know there are legitimate needs that we can very easily meet. And so it builds relationships between churches and the families in their community, but also builds relationships with social services. So like you had talked about being told that you would change foster care in New York State, we can really just show caseworkers and show the people who are involved in the foster care system what the body of Christ is supposed to look like, how we're supposed to, you know, help each other. And so I think that there's no reason not to participate. It's just helping you fulfill the call that God's put on our lives.
Yeah.
As the church.
I love that. And I know one of the most recent requests that were filled was filled by another church. I had heard back that the couple that went to deliver, there was a bed that needed to be delivered, and two churches actually went in together. One church provided the bed frames and the mattress, and another church provided the bedding. And when they delivered the items to the family, it turned out that the family in need was literally just around the corner from the couple from a church that delivered the items to the family. And so a connection was made, and now both of those families are aware of each other, and the family in that had the need knows that there's somebody right around the corner advocating for them, praying for them, and that neighbors care, you know. And yeah. And then the neighbors that helped, their eyes were open to the need right outside their front door, right around the corner from their house. And like you said, Alyssa, the needs are legitimate needs. They're vetted. They all come through the county. So there are caseworkers who are working with families every single day who see these needs every day. So they're vetted needs, and there's nobody else entering into the system, only the caseworkers, and all of their requests are approved by the supervisor. So you know that it's a safe way, it's effective, and it is so easy, like you said. Care Portal makes it easy. So yeah. Alyssa, as we wrap up here today, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear?
I think what I would say is that as Christians, we are all called. In James 1:27, says, "Religion that is pure and noble is this, helping orphans and widows in their need and keeping oneself unspotted from the world." So as Christians, we are all called to help. And I don't think everyone is supposed to foster or everyone is supposed to adopt. That's something God's definitely got to call you to. But I do think that everyone can do something. So as a foster parent, I know that there's been people who have, you know, maybe made meals when we have a new placement, or just supported, said, you know, "Can I babysit for you so you can have a few hours?" Helping bio families that can be huge. I think prevention is, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if we can get in and help bio families before, you know, kids come into the system, come alongside them, every Christian can and should do something. And through Care Portal, that's made so easy. These needs are just literally being emailed to the church. It's not like you have to go out and look for it. It's right there, and that potential to just help families and, again, hopefully even prevent kids from coming into foster care, just to preserve those bio families. It's all there. So I think that's my heart, that everyone, sometimes we feel like, you know, I can't do enough. I'm just one person. Or because, you know, maybe I'm not in a place to adopt or to foster, that I can't do anything. But everyone can do something.
That's right. Everyone can do something. And we're hoping that one something you can do would be get your church enrolled in Care Portal. So
yeah,
we're so excited about that. Alyssa, thank you for your faithfulness to foster and to adopt, and for being a Care Portal point person for your church, Liberty Church. And thank you for sharing your heart with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for all you do. I'm so excited for Care Portal. And, you know, thank you for bringing it to this area.
Thank you. We're just like you. We just want to be doing what God has called us to do and walking that out in obedience. And this is what he put before us to do. So we've been working really hard to launch. We're so excited to have launched in Schenectady County. We can't wait to grow that. And we need to continue to add churches. So thank you, Alyssa. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today to Orphans No More. It's my prayer that you are moved to action on behalf of the orphan. You can find more episodes on our website at justicefororphansny.org. You can also find it on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast. Every 25th follower gets a free bag of Greater Things Roasters coffee. Justice for Orphans is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27, whatever way God calls you. Maybe it's to become a foster parent or to adopt or participate in Care Portal. Whatever it might be, you can learn more at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.